presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on Going Solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
I was on the phone setting a date with a business contact in New York, and she excused herself to go find her appointment book, confessing she was a throwback and still scheduled on paper. "Sister," I cried, "me too, and we must not apologize for our old-fashioned ways. There are others like us who feel more secure planning our days calendar style. I like my life as an open book. I consider a day planner an essential accessory, like a watch, another time management device that has become curiously outdated. My husband uses an Outlook calendar and doesn't understand my resistance to going over to the electronic side. Friends as well pat their pockets and boast of the intimate relationships they have with their BlackBerries. I give them all points for being hip and digitally efficient. I only ask they indulge my quaint reliance on the paper planner that goes wherever I go and does so much more than keep track of lunches and dental appointments. Part journal and sketchbook, it invites doodles and scribbles. It has room for lists. It has personality." The New Yorker had a brilliant piece on the history of books and the changing fashion of reading. The writer mused that reading may turn into a special hobby, beloved by a group of people who would be known as the reading class as opposed to the viewing class, the difference being that some prefer words and others like images to communicate. So it could happen with those who log their days on paper versus those who keep time technically. Maybe we'll become the calendar class. Perhaps a future study will discover that certain types tend to appointment books and others want their days digitally decided. Could be the difference is a simple right brain, left brain partiality. My new appointment calendar is paprika-colored with gold trim, designed to resemble a leather-bound book, another archaic item, something that might be part of a masterpiece theater set. This one closes firmly with a magnetized flap and has a sweet ribbon marker. It makes me feel very pulled together. Its tidiness challenges me to not stuff it like a cookbook, which I have done with previous year's models, the ones that are saved on a bookshelf and are as necessary as old tax receipts. I think the New Year's ritual of burning up the last 12 months is a fine one if it makes you feel clean and ready for renewal, but it would send me into a panic to give up the old years. Those old calendars are where I go to find another year's record of vacation days, mileage, bridge tolls, blood pressure, and bone density numbers, with a sideways scribble telling me when I planted the salvia and the address of a newly discovered consignment shop in San Francisco. An electronic calendar cannot be all things to one person. There is no room for commentary and post-its, for writing down passwords and phone numbers you forgot to put in your address book. Yes, some of us have those, too. I'm sure that a digitally arranged life is a disciplined and orderly one, albeit energy dependent. My date book keeps going and going. And I've observed that some electronic types eventually do give in and get a paper calendar as a backup. They're the ones who wait too long and end up with favorite amphibians of South America hanging on their wall. I also found from a random survey that in households where one schedules on paper and one does it digitally, it is the calendar person who gets asked, "Hey, what are we doing this weekend?" For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.